Welcome to Underdog Stuff with Gregory Neesmith, live radio show and podcast. Up next, a new mini episode called Entrepreneur Life, Past, Present, and Future. I share about my first year as a full-time entrepreneur, plus I share about being all up in my feelings this past week and all the support I've received to keep going on my journey. Then this episode ends with Asha's jokes in the news, and then she puts me on the uninhibited Q&A hot seat. This mini episode is part of the full episode called Hustle and Flow Part 2 that is already available in your podcast stream. Enjoy, and new content will be available Monday, August 14th. Welcome back to Underdog Stuff. We do this every weekend on Sunday.
Yeah.
At WHCR 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded live.
Live.
Because life happens live.
Life, everything happens live. You live live.
Yes. Although, shout out to the folks who will be listening to this as a podcast.
Yeah, but at least they know it's being, you know, there's no, whatever we say is being said in the moment.
What happens, happens.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that because by doing it live, we have folks like Deborah who get to call in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can join the conversation at 212-650-6903. That's 212-650-6903. Or because it happens live, there's folks that come along for the journey every week on Facebook Live at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith.
Shout out to Daryl who says, you know, coming, talking about our last topic where we were talking about the NAACP's at travel advisory for people of color to the state of Missouri. Daryl says black folks who are being unjustly stopped should file complaints to the internal affairs departments of the respective police departments.
I see what he did there. Did you see the use of the N-word?
Unjustly?
I saw what he did there. Good message and good use of an N-word.
And I think, you know, his point of having those outlets to file repercussions when those discriminations actually occur, I think that's why the NAACP issued that advisory in Missouri, because those outlets to spark those repercussions are severely becoming harder and harder to fulfill.
Yeah. Agreed. Shout out to Daryl Tillman. Appreciate you coming on along the journey with us this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hustle and flow.
Yeah.
We've talked politics.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked culture.
Yeah.
We haven't talked personal life yet.
I would love to hear some personal stuff.
Well, I'm going to do some sharing today.
That'd be awesome.
I am on a journey of an underdog, too.
Mm-hmm.
And especially going from my corporate career to now being a full-time entrepreneur, I'm, you know, a startup
mm-hmm.
looking to make it happen. And I wanted to share some about right before leaving my job,
mm-hmm.
share about the early years, like literally the first year
mm-hmm.
of me making the transition. And then we'll fast forward to some stuff that literally was going on this week that had me all in my feelings.
Awesome.
And emotional. All right. One of the hardest things to do for me was getting ready to leave my job.
Yeah.
It can be emotional. And I don't know about whether you've ever had those thoughts or you out there listening, but I know one of the things that had me very stuck before leaving was money.
Was money. You don't want to give that up.
I was, you know, I was, they were paying me.
We all know what you were making, Gregory. Quarter mil.
Yeah, you know, I was, when they started saying they were going to tax people over $250,000 when Obama was in office, I was like, yo, you need to stay out of my pocket, son.
Right.
Otherwise, I was with them on almost everything except for that. But I say that jokingly. But seriously, though, I was making good money. And regardless of how much money you are making, to potentially leave that behind for uncertainty and less of it is a big deal.
Yeah.
So it got me to thinking about reminiscing what it was like back then. And I came across a quick video from one of my friends who's also a host here on WHCR and a financial motivator who talks about
one of the things you get to do to get ready for leaving your job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm talking about Ash Cash himself. And he's a host on WACR 90.3 FM on Friday evenings and just an all around good dude. And he talks about one of the things you need to do financially to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to share that quick clip and then talk about how that related to my journey of starting to get ready to leave my job.
I'm Ash Cash, and this is my two cents. So there's always a lot of talk about being an entrepreneur versus having a 9-to-5 as if having both is a disease or a curse. Well, here's my two cents. If you don't have a f*** you fund, then you better keep that 9-to-5. What is a f*** you fund, you may ask? Well, some people call it an emergency fund. Some people call it a financial freedom fund. Well, I'm calling it a f*** you fund, meaning that when it's time to tell the 9-to-5 that it is time for you to go, you can say, hey, you know what? You, I have this fund. You have to have the f you fund. In order to do that, you have to make money. Being an entrepreneur is not as glamorous as it may seem. A lot of people post pictures on Instagram, on Facebook, brag about it on Twitter. I can tell you, being an entrepreneur requires some capital, some blood, some sweat and tears, and maybe your firstborn. So make sure that you have the capital in order for you to do your venture the right way. So make sure you invest in a f*** you fund. Instead of looking at that 9-to-5 as a thing that's holding you back from being an entrepreneur, look at it as something that's going to help you tell your job. Go ahead, say it with me. You make sure you save at least 6 to 8 months of expenses in an account, so that way you know when you take that full leap into entrepreneurship, you can manage your expenses at least 6 to 8 months. I am Ash Cash. This is my two cents.
Asha Davis.
Yeah.
Do you have your FU fund?
I think with more money comes more problems, so your fund may change. So right now, what it's going to take to sustain my lifestyle without a paycheck for 8 months, no, I do not have that.
But you're working on it.
I'm working on it, but that would cut into my retirement savings. So it's like that fund has to exist separate from a 401k.
Got it. I hear you. And I was... back in the summer of 2014, figuring out how to get my fund together, so mm-hmm. to speak. And the one thing I want to say to folks is that when it comes to money considerations, one of our biggest and one of my biggest considerations was like, yo, it costs a lot to have an apartment.
Well, right? Exactly.
The roof over your head. Like, I don't know about other people's expenses, but I remember back then in 2014, when I looked at all the things that I spent money on, the thing that cost the most was literally having a roof over my head.
Exactly.
And so what I want to say to folks is that you get to be creative around your living situation and your finances.
Exactly.
When I first moved to New York, this is a while ago, but I lived in a room rental to save money. And I know there's a lot of people who do stuff like, well, I don't want to be a landlord, or I don't want to have roommates, or I don't want to live with my parents, or I don't want to live with my brothers or sisters. Well, guess what? I didn't want to live in Bayonne, New Jersey, which is where I lived right before I left my job. Why? Because I bought a house that allowed me to both live there, but also have tenants. And so I did stuff like become a landlord, which I didn't want to be one. Bayonne, didn't want to live there. But my commitment to wanting to leave my job ended up outweighing some of the burdens or obstacles of like doing some things with my living situation that would help me reduce my finances so I could go out there and do what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know there's a lot of I don't want us related to living situations, but it's worth it to be creative around them so that you can reduce those costs as you get ready to leave.
Yeah.
Now, once I got the financial stuff taken care of, then I left. January 2015. No more Mondelez Craft Foods.
Wow.
I'm out on my own.
Yep, that's a big decision.
And do you think, what do you think it was like?
It was extremely terrifying.
That is a good point. And so I'm glad you said that as like the first thought, because some people were like, yo, man, you free. You living the life. Call your own shots. And those first 6 months or so, that wasn't necessarily the emotions that rose to the top during those first 6 months. Let me tell you some of the real emotions that rose to the top, because I want folks to know that if they're about to leave their job because they have their FU fund, or they rearrange their living situation to take care of their largest expense, whether that's live with your brothers or sisters, go stay with your parents, get some roommates, buy a multifamily, whatever you're going to do to get around your biggest expense, and then you take that leap, I want you to know that there might be some emotional days in the beginning. So a couple of emotions I felt. Uncomfort.
Mm-hmm.
There's something comfortable about knowing that you need to wake up a certain time every day. There's a certain drive or subway you take to work. You got roles and responsibilities, teammates, certain hours you're going to be there in the day. And it happens Monday through Friday and maybe a little bit on the weekends. And so there's this structure and flow that's gone once you become a full-time entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was uncomfortable with just literally, how do I structure my days? How do I flow? Speaking of hustle and flow, given that now it's up to me to figure that out. Secondly, doubt. You ever have some doubt?
Lots of times.
You have some doubt this week?
Right now.
Me too. Sometimes back then, and we'll fast forward to even now, but I used to doubt, did I make the right decision to leave my job?
Yep.
Am I doing it right?
Yep.
Am I going to get it right? Just this idea of, and we both work for big time corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use a sports analogy of this whole idea of where one of my biggest doubts and fears came from, which was they say in sports, sometimes a player is good because of the team he plays on, the structure of the organization, and the great system that they run. And so they call those folks system players, where it's like, yeah, they're great, but they're great because everything around them's great. And I was doubting, was Gregory great or was I a system player? Was I great because I was at a Fortune 100 company?
That's interesting.
Surrounded by money and resources that most people and companies don't have. And so was my greatness because of the system around me? Could I be great without that system? So I get it. Folks are wondering, man, what's it going to be like? Sure, I could do it when I was with a company, but can I do it on my own? So that was one of the doubts I had. And then lastly, I'd say part of the first 6 months or so was lots of explaining.
Lots of explaining to people to what, justify your decision or?
Yeah. People were like, how's it going? You making any money yet? You sure you did the right thing? What you doing today? Why are you taking a nap on Wednesday afternoon? You gonna make any money from doing that? You sure you did the right thing? You can always come back. And literally, I felt part of my first 6 months, I like had a full-time job of explaining to people why I did what I did. And at the same time, while I'm explaining it, oh, by the way, I'm uncomfortable and I'm doubting that I did the right thing on top of that.
I'm uncomfortable, dog. I don't know you.
Yes.
Yes. Jay fans, you get
yes,
it.
Yes, indeed. I will not lose. Ever. Although there's times when you don't feel that way. So I just wanted to share, like, those were some of the emotions that I was feeling in those first 6 months.
Yep.
And that it's okay if you feel uncomfort and doubt and some explaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say the one good thing about explaining is that each time I had to explain, it gave me an opportunity to get over the doubt or get over the uncomfort, or really even for me to question, like, am I truly committed to this? Did I make the right decision? And so there's a gift inside of it, but still, it was rough having to do all that explaining.
Well, it's interesting. Daryl comments and says, I think folks need to look at what they want versus what they need in a house specifically. You know, you talked about your home, your living space being sort of your biggest expense. And so he says, this is because once your house is paid off, your FU fund suddenly doesn't seem like that big of a leap. So instead of buying, you know, the more expensive house, why don't, instead of buying the $250,000 or $300,000 house, which I wish that that was an option in New York, I'd have a couple houses. Instead, buy the $125,000 home where can you buy a house for that price? But just pay it off in half the time. I mean, to be fair, my condo is $150,000 in Canada. So I guess it's possible in a universe, but when you're in New York, maybe if you're in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Hold on. See, now why?
There's nowhere in New York.
Hold on. Shout out to all the
even
folks.
In the highest prices here.
We might have people listening in Bayonne right now.
Okay. Well, congrats. They're smart then because they don't mind the commute. But then Joseph says he quit his job to pursue his passion actually just a few days ago on July 27th and he didn't have an FU fund.
Hey, that's leaning in. So a couple of things to address there from both of those comments. One is, I think Daryl makes a good point that when I think about the American culture,
yeah,
this whole idea of greed is good or more, having things in excess.
Yes.
Oftentimes, we don't need as much as we've been sold that we should have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he makes a great point. Food actually comes to mind where, you ever been to Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
Yo, the food that comes out on the plate,
yeah,
is enormous.
Yep.
And I think it's an analogy to what Daryl's saying about living too. We become programmed to think like that is a normal meal.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, that isn't the portion size of a meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than you need.
Yep.
And just like you could cut back on the portions that you get at Cheesecake Factory, you can cut back on the portions of what you need to live in terms of living arrangement, square feet that are needed to be comfortable. And so I think he makes a great point. And then in terms of Joe talking about leaving without the FU fund, I mean, you know, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
And the thing I would say to folks is when I say, you know, take that leap, I'm still talking about be responsible. So be responsible to yourself, your family, your friends. And I think oftentimes what we forget is that there's always support around.
Mm-hmm.
And think to yourself, what's the worst can happen? So even if someone left without an FU fund, I'm sure that there's family, friends, or someone that will help them with their living arrangement or someone that'll help support them in what they're doing. But in the end, be responsible and go lean in and go take a chance. Now, that's all well and good, right?
You're right.
You get through all that stuff. The first, you got the FU fund. You've now gotten through the doubt, the discomfort. You're starting to get the hang of this entrepreneur thing.
Right.
It's feeling good. You're about a year or so in. You get a first win. You get your first client. You get your first customer. You get your first check. You're like, this is kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what? You hit a roadblock.
What's the roadblock?
The roadblock is, man, I've been doing this for a little while now, and it's not actually unfolding the way I plan or as quickly as I plan.
That feels like it's also the same in relationships.
That once you got over the uncomfort and the doubt.
Once you get over the, it's nice to sort of be here, and then it's sort of like, okay, enough time has passed, and you're like, wait a minute, did I make the right decision?
Yo, you must have said something that now the phone line is as soon as you said relationship. Now imagine I'm working the board, so somehow I'm going to try to put the caller on hold and keep talking all at the same time. And we'll see if I did that well. And then we're going to take a quick break and I'll see who the caller is and we'll also continue talking, but you hit the wall. So actually, while we take this break, I'm going to play some clips of something that happened to me this week. I actually hit the wall this week,
mm-hmm,
where I'm now about 2.5 years into the journey. And I had one of those weeks where I was just like, yo, am I doing this thing right? It takes a lot of effort and work to make this consulting company that I'm trying to make work, this coaching practice, this content creation, like this show, and also not getting paid in some instances at all and some not that much, and going, Maybe I need to pivot.
Mm.
Maybe this thing isn't going to work out. Maybe it's been fun, but now it's time to be a grown up again.
That's really interesting. What a way to go to break.
Yeah. And so I'm going to play a clip of how I was feeling this week. And I recorded just in the moment, an 8-minute just sharing of how what I just said was coming to life in my spirit at the time. I'm going to play a clip of it. It's about 3 minutes or so. That'll be our break. We'll see who the caller is and we'll come back and I'll talk about that moment this week. And then also how I keep going and hopefully how you can keep going too, if you're feeling some of those same emotions. Here's that clip and then more underdog stuff after this.
What's up, family, friends, underdogs out there? It's Gregory Neesmith with an impromptu recording. Unscripted. You know, I love the use of the unwords. And I was moved to record what I'm feeling right now. More of a note that I'm giving myself that I hope to look at years from now and hopefully admire and be proud of what I am about to say. I'm telling me as I'm looking at me in the camera, you're going to look back at this and say, I'm glad you kept going. And I'm going to keep going because of my why, my mission, fighting for underdogs to rediscover how special we are in the world. Because I know, just like myself, there's other people out there that often feel like the odds are stacked against them to win. And my vision is that there are underdogs out there that have access to support and belief in themselves, that they can go from, and we can go from contender, from underdog to contender, from contender to champ. And then, hey, while we're dreaming big, we might as well go from champ to legend. And so, Gregory, when you look back at this year from now, damn, I'm glad you kept going, man. And so are the millions of underdogs out there that have gone from underdogs to contenders to champs to legends. Keep going. Your future self and even your present self and the people around you gonna appreciate it. Whew. This thing went on for 8 minutes. August 3rd, 2017. I can't wait to look back at this in a few weeks.
And that's how I was feeling.
Yeah. That sounds like you needed a hug after that.
I did. And the cool thing is I got both literal hugs and some virtual hugs from friends, family, and other underdogs out there who listened to it, watched it, and gave me their encouragement and support.
That's awesome.
And I'll talk about that in reference to some things that have kept me going. So I think the point here is about lean in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to keep doing. So yeah. One of the ways that I am going to keep going, and I think for other folks who may have been feeling how I was feeling this week, and you said even you sometimes feel like that doubt, are three things. One, keep trusting yourself. I think deep down inside, I know that I'm on the right path, even when the hater inside of me tries to get me to question it. But I know, and I will continue to trust my inner voice, my spirit. Also, I'm going to keep getting my money right, because as much as it sounds great to go after my dreams and things like that, there's some realities in life, like being able to provide for yourself and or your family. So I always say, you know, keep your eye on your budget, organizing your finances, reaching out for support when you need it, living below your means. And then lastly, the part that you referenced, which is keep getting support. I am grateful for all the people who reached out to me this week, knowing that I was a little down. and their words of wisdom or just a pat on the back or just as you put it, a hug, all made me feel much better and reminded me to keep going.
Keep keeping on.
Yes. Keep keeping on. With that, we're going to take a quick break because when we come back, we got the big finish.
Yeah.
The show. More underdog stuff. Hustle and Flow, part two, after this break. Welcome back to Underdog Stuff. Today's show, Hustle and Flow, part two. Who's hustling forwards, backwards, or just circum something?
Circumlocuting, talking in circles.
Running in place.
Well, that's not what that specific word means. It means the locution part. It means to speak.
But so. I was giving folks another example.
Treading water.
Yeah, in case they didn't know what.
Okay, so.
All right. Shout out to all the callers so far today and folks following along on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. And we just had a call from Tanya. Shout out to Tanya in Harlem.
Shout out to Tanya.
One of our underdog listeners. And her question during the break was, what do you do if you feel stuck?
Yeah.
In your job, you don't like your coworkers, stuff like that, and you just want to leave. Should you leave? Should you stay?
That's a great question.
It is a great question, actually. And my first point would be for you to realize that you can quit right now. And I know you're looking at me or listening to me like, you crazy. I can't quit right now. But actually, you can. You could literally quit. Put your resignation in tomorrow, Monday morning, and be like, guys, ladies, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're saying to me, I don't have an FU fund. I don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't know where I'm going to go. Got it. But the first step to, I think, being at peace about where you are in your situation is realizing that you aren't actually stuck there. You're never trapped in a work situation. You have the choice to quit today, or the truth is you could say, I'm going to leave when things are in my best interest. And in the meantime, figure out why you're going to stay. And it could be just to build up your FU fund. It could be to give yourself enough time to interview while you still have a check coming in. And so I would say to your Tanya, or people who are questioning, like if they don't like their job and they feel stuck, the first step is acknowledging that you aren't stuck. You can choose to leave and call on your support system, or you get to choose to stay until you can leave on your terms and suck up that there's some things about staying in your job that are actually helping you get to what you want to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be some of my initial advice about folks who are feeling stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You're never stuck. It's your choice. So figure out how to make it work until you can bounce.
Easier said than done, sir.
I know, which is why we continue to trust ourselves, get our money right, and lean on our support system.
Right.
Yes. All right. Jokes and the news?
Sure. And three words after that.
Yeah. And then word association game and then uninhibited to end the show.
All right. We got 4 minutes. So yeah. I'm going to go through my jokes quick. You know, thank you for giving me the platform to third week in a row.
Yes.
That's some jokes to share. So first joke. So we didn't really talk about this today, but Trump, actually, as of yesterday, Trump just went on a 17-day vacation to his golf club in New Jersey.
So you mean to tell me Donald Trump is taking about as many vacation days as Obama is taking this month?
He's taken 7 more vacation days than Scaramucci was even in office. So he's, yeah. So Trump, so he just went on a 17-day vacation to New Jersey. When asked, like, why are you really going there? We got the truth, actually. He's holding Jersey Shore auditions to replace the Mooch. That was good?
That's good.
Okay, I'm going to keep that. I drew it out because you were asking questions between my setup, but okay. Next one. Current Energy Secretary Rick Dancing with the Stars Perry is up for head of Homeland Security now. Because you remember, the old head of Homeland Security is now the new head of, is Chief the of new Staff. Priebus, right? Is the new Reinhold. Chief of Staff.
Yes.
Yeah. right? So Rick Dancing with the Stars Perry is now up for head of Homeland Security. It's not surprising that in an administration that dances around questions, that the hokey pokey would be relevant work experience.
Okay.
Two, or you want to have?
Let's see what the third one is.
Okay. Trump. So the new, we didn't really talk too much about this, but Trump's new raise bill is being proposed to limit immigration. And when asked why the bill seems to negatively affect people of color, one senator replied, "I'm not racist. I'm a racist."
That's clever.
Okay. So what is this? Two out of three.
Two out of three.
Okay, I'll take the two out of three.
Yeah, that's you be in the Hall of Fame. You do 2 out of 3 on almost anything in life. So that's Hall of Fame stats right there.
And Daryl commented to my first joke about the vacation. He says Trump will be on a Fed mandated vacation in a few months.
Well, I don't think it'll be that soon.
Uh-oh.
I don't want Daryl to get people's hopes up. There's still a lot of investigating to be done.
I concur.
Yes.
Okay.
So, in time. All right. With that, we the word association game would have been about the new immigration policy that was unveiled today. But I'm sure because that's just getting started, we'll get to talk about that in future shows as Trump tries to make America again by reshaping who, how, and when people become part of this country.
Mm-hmm.
So more about that next week or the weeks to come. And we have less than a few seconds. So what was your uninhibited question?
Uninhibited. We talk about hustle and flow. I just wanted to know if you've ever flowed where you hustled, if you've ever, been with anyone at work.
See, yes and yes. I have. I'm one of those folks that believes where you work is temporary. And so with matters of the heart, I'm not going to let a job get in the way of if I'm interested in somebody, then I'm going to go for it. Except if that person works for me or I work for them.
Okay.
Otherwise, the workplace, I think, is fair game to meet people and date and just make sure that you're communicate a lot and don't let it get out of hand because you don't want no drama at your place of work. But yes, I have dated at work and I have no issue with people who do that except if they work for you or you work for them.
Okay. So Gregory takes perks where he works. Got it.
I'm not on
that's what you said.
That. No, I
okay. Close out the show.
Yeah, good thing I closed out the show. So I'm left with today's word being unwavering because I think it is awesome that folks like Colin Kaepernick are unwavering. I think when it comes to the hustle and flow of this entrepreneur life, it is awesome when we are unwavering. And no matter how things have been flowing for us in our personal lives, I love that both Marlon, Asha, and myself were unwavering and we were here to do what we love to do every week. And we did it again this Sunday.
All right. Holla.
And with that, I end with my favorite quote. Underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Appreciate you. Until next week and podcast out tomorrow on all the places you listen to podcasts. And we appreciate you making us a top 100 podcast on society and culture category on Podomatic. Until next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Underdog Stuff with Gregory Neesmith, live radio show and podcast. The live show is every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can watch it live on Facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith or listen live on WHER 90.3 FM, the Voice of Harlem radio station. And new podcast episodes are published every Monday and Wednesday on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Lively Play, and Podomatic. Underdogs, keep going. And remember, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody.